This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Fields to the Jets website, the first time he's talked since signing. Why did he pick the Jets over the Steelers? His answer, number one, Coach Aaron Glenn. I've played against him early in my career. I know how passionate he is about the game, the way he coaches, the way his players play. I think that's the biggest thing for me. I would say 9 times out of 10, I would take a quote like that and my reaction would be, well, that's just what guys say when they change teams. I mean, we could go back and find any of the sound bites or quotes from the Steelers free agent ads, whether it's Eccles or Slay or Metcalf in trade. I mean, you name it. They're going to say glowing things about Tomlin. In this case, I think it means double or triple or quadruple because I honestly think, and I've had enough people tell me this where I feel comfortable and, you know, full of conviction on it. I think that Fields was turned off by Tomlin. And he thought one thing, and people can say until they're blue in the face, well, he was brought in as the backup. He was told Wilson had pole position. All of those things. He also thought he was in a competition. He said that numerous times during training camp in the preseason. And he also thought, as long as we win, and as long as I do what they're asking from me, we win, I follow their rules, they want conservative offense, they want don't screw the game up, as long as I execute that, I'll keep the job. And he still lost it. And I think he's sore from it. I think he's still hacked off by it, peeved off by it. So is it more, honestly, I think it's more anti-Tomlin than it is pro-Aaron Glenn, Chris. Aaron Glenn's not a great offensive coach. He's a defensive coach.
I mean, he's a guy whose players do love him. I think the thing that stands out is because of what you said about how players specifically talk about Tomlin when they get here and what his, by extension, his reputation is really league-wide about how much players want to play for him, even when there have been these like less than flattering situations with your Melvin Ingrams and guys like that. For him to call out the coach of the new team when we all know by the coach of the old team, his own admission, he went lone wolf or lone ranger on benching Fields, I do think you can reasonably infer that it's not just a commentary on Aaron Glenn, it's a commentary on the coach he decided to walk away from.
He didn't trust him.
I think.
Period.
You could probably also say he didn't feel respected by him. Maybe that also extends beyond Tomlin to the front office because of what their reported offer was. But I think the thing with Fields is we now know the guy really knows how to handle himself as far as the media and not being like a bad teammate.
Right.
He handled everything perfectly as far as being diplomatic.
Right.
But now when rubber meets the road, he can say all this.
So think about it this way. You know, he basically convinces the GM Poles in Chicago to trade him to the Steelers because he thinks this is a chance for him to revitalize his career. Everybody said that. The GM said, I did him a favor. You know, we got Caleb Williams. He was a great teammate here.
Right.
I didn't want to trade him to the Eagles like the Steelers did with Pickett and make him a guaranteed backup. I wanted to get him to a preferred destination. So that happened.
Yep.
So Fields is all gung-ho on the Steelers. He knows Tomlin loves mobile quarterbacks. He knows how much Tomlin loved him when he was at Ohio State. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then this plays out where he gets benched. They never go back to him at the end of the year. And so now it's time at the end of the season to show that, okay, we tried Russell Wilson, it didn't work, but we still believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets make a contract offer, which if we looked at the starting quarterback pay scale for non-rookies, would be one of the lowest. I know $20 million sounds like a lot, but it's really not. There's probably, ballpark, 20 to 25 starting quarterbacks that are making more money than Justin Fields this year. Would you agree with me?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's low-end money.
So the Jets' offer is low-end money, and the Steelers were still unwilling to match that.
Mm-hmm. Tells you a lot.
Right, like...
Tells you a
lot. That's why Justin Fields felt or knows that he did not have a future in Pittsburgh. You could say whatever you want, or you can leak to reporters how much you like me. The Jets did not make me some kind of godfather offer. It's not like we talked about this with wide receivers. It wasn't the Christian Kirk of quarterback offers where it's like, oh my God,
wow, they overpaid.
Right.
Wow, I can't believe they gave this guy that much money. What's he done to warrant that?
The Jets offered him a contract that made him a low-end starting quarterback. And the Steelers weren't even willing to match
that. The Jets made him a contract offer that fits in line with probably how most of his even supporters view him at this point in his career. And the Steelers basically said, we don't think you're a starter. Like, you can also reasonably infer that he probably never progressed, no matter what he had done within those six games, like positively, and no matter what Tomlin said about him. In Mike's eyes, and who knows if it was anybody else's eyes, he never broke out of the shell of, we see him as a backup quarterback.